The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you. The Saturday after Thanksgiving, the Saturday after Black Friday, it is filling. So I do a couple of fun little things with our Thanksgiving dinner. First, I put a couple of shredded zucchinis into my stuffing. You can't see it. It sort of disappears into the stuffing, but it gives you a little more vegetables. Yeah. So it looks like you're just not eating bread. The other thing I do is I make mashed potato omelets with the mashed potatoes left over. So I heat up the mashed potatoes. I put them inside an omelet with a little bit of cheese, and I serve it with sour cream. Yummy, good. The other thing I do for breakfast is I fry up stuffing patties and serve that with over medium eggs. Yum, yum, yum. If you've never had it, really, really good. So the way my program works is that you think of a specific question, and then we explore this question together. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 973 area code. Hello, 973. Who's this?
Camille Syria.
Oh, hi, Camille. What's your question this morning?
Well, I've always been very close with my brother, my younger brother, and we had a falling out. And I'm wondering how and when we're going to be able to get back together.
All right. I'm clearing the cards for you right now.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm drawing the cards for you. So I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, and it's a deck I've used now for about 20 years. By the way, he absolutely hates that the two of you have this little impasse right now. And one of the things that you need to know for sure, is that he's always relied on you to pave the way for things to be better. He's not as good at that as you are. So sometimes, you know, we get into a conflict or we get into a struggle with somebody else, and it's because we want them to give more. We want them to step forward. We want them to admit that they were wrong occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, your brother has always counted on you to repave the way to communicate with each other again. So if I were you, the way I would handle it, because that's kind of how it's been with you guys, is he's waiting for an opening to make it safe to talk to you. So the way I would do it is I would text him and I would say, you know, I hate that we're not talking. You're my brother and I love you. That's something super simple, easy. Let him sit on it for a bit because he is freaking stubborn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
and we've never had a falling out in all these years. This is a first for us. It's very weird.
Well, it's weird because the relationship is shifting. And, you know, sometimes, see, I'm going to go into my big belief system here about why we're here. Okay, first of all, I think we're all born at this time in this world right now for a reason. I think we're all supposed to be here right now. The other thing I think is that we choose the family that we are to be involved with before we even come in this lifetime, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you and your brother have found each other in every lifetime. The relationship has been different in every lifetime. But in this lifetime, you're brother and sister. With mm-hmm. you, he's always relied on you to pave the mm-hmm. way for things to be better because he's not as good a communicator as you are. Now, right smack in the middle of your cards is the highest psychic gift card that anyone could get in a reading. So with your brother, there's a very strong psychic connection with him. It is a karmic psychic connection. Next to those two cards is the cards, they resonate to the number 5, and the number 5 is the number of communication. So the next two cards that you have in your spread all talk about communication. And the thing is that it's saying he's the one being stubborn, you're the one being open. Because all along, even while all this has been going on, what it's saying here is you're the one that's always open. Right? But he got stubborn or something here. And by the way, this is even more powerful if you yourself happen to be a Scorpio, Pisces, or Cancer. Because what it's saying here is that, and it doesn't matter if you're not that those signs, because what it's saying is blessings are falling on you right now, and that it's almost as if you've sort of found the one little, what's the word? Bump in the road with the two of you that he, it's almost as if he resents that you're the grown-up in this relationship, and all you're trying to do is present the truth.
Yeah, true.
So what I would do, again, super simple, I hate that we're not talking, you're my brother and I love you. That's it.
Okay.
Send that text, little smiley face or a heart emoji, just send it.
Right.
Let him sit on it. This is saying that he will respond. It's just then karmically you've done the right thing. Do you see what I mean? It's like, and of course,
mm-hmm.
you do this in every, let's go to a bigger picture here, fabulous, Camille. You do this with everybody. So
mm-hmm.
you don't mm-hmm. want to create enemies with anybody. If someone lets you go because of a friendship, it's because they don't vibrate at the same energy level you do. That is not your fault.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying.
It's sad, but it's not your fault.
Right. Right. Thank you for that.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye now. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 773 area code. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hi, it's Joellen.
Hey, where have you been?
Isn't it a good thing that I've been gone?
You're so funny. Okay, what's your question today?
Well, I just kind of, you know, wait, did you hear me? Because I kind of switched out of...
No, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, good. You know, things are fine at work. I'm looking and striving and yearning for something more interesting.
Yeah.
And... I get caught up in this whole procrastination dealio, and I don't know how to break the cycle, and I don't know if I'm supposed to be where I'm supposed to be. I just want more, and I don't know how to get it.
Well, according to the way your cards are coming up, is that the way to get more is to put yourself in the spotlight, but not connected with what you do for work. So in other words, you know, your talent could go out there in a more individual way, a more let me put me in the spotlight way. What's really mm-hmm. interesting is that you have these two fellows here, and I almost wonder if you meet these two fellows with the idea that you're going to create some sort of campaign for them. And again, I don't know why I'm getting this for you, but the first card talks about putting yourself in the spotlight. Then there are two men here. Now, what's funny is neither one of these men are romantic interests at all. They are business partnerships in some way. So it's almost like you go and you say, hey, I'd really like to create this for you, and I'll create this for you if you give me a great review after I do it for you. You see what I mean? It's like, it feels like give to get. But the burden, and you're absolutely right, smack in the middle of your cards, is your own procrastination. The thing is you know you're talented, you know you have something amazing to offer, but I think that the procrastination comes in because of fear. I think that mm-hmm. you're afraid, I'm going to say it, you're afraid to be a success. And maybe it's not so much you're afraid to be a success, but let's say you did put your A game out there and it didn't take off right away. You would find it frustrating. I'm just saying. So that
happened a few years ago.
Right.
I put it out there and then I didn't get the gig.
Right. Well, according to this, you know, okay. I can only say it this way. The journey mm-hmm. is part of the success.
Mm.
So your journey to whatever your level is, whatever the next level is, the level that we decide on is the level of how we address fear, right? So it's interesting because the two cards here, if they don't resonate to two different men that you assist in some way or you help in some way with your creative energy, what it's saying is that they also represent a vibration. So the one man represents money. So if you're at a comfort level money-wise, sometimes you don't really need to expand or kind of go out on a limb. The other vibration that's represented here is control. So that's control of your emotions, control of your mind. And I have to tell you, you know, that the most difficult thing on the planet is to control the random, go down the rabbit hole thoughts in your own head. It's the most mm-hmm. difficult thing in the world. Now, I have my own method of that, and I'm going to tell you what my method is because it will benefit other people that are on hold and people that decide to choose to listen to my radio program because, by the way, I don't think it's any accident that the people that tune into my program are supposed to talk to me, right? I just believe mm-hmm. it's all meant to be. So in the morning, every morning, I say to myself, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. The second thing I say is nobody does what I do the way I do it. And the third thing I say is the people that are meant to find me will find me. And mm. when I go into that vibration, it's a very magnetic vibration. What happens is that the phone rings or I get an email or, you know, or somebody says, hey, we'd really love to have you at our holiday party. So things start to shift into place when I go into that vibration. So for you, if I would give you a custom vibration, it would be, I'm open to the project that will allow me to realize my potential.
Okay.
So you
I'm going to write it down.
Yeah. I'm open to the project that allows me to realize my potential. So, and again, it may be one of these two men. For example, let's say you did a creative project for a law firm, right? You just went to whoever the marketing person is and you say, I'd love to do a creative project for your law firm and see if it flies. And if it does fly, my reward, my payment, would be a good review from your company. Boom, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, what these cards keep talking about is that there's this very weird feeling of unfairness that you've been experiencing. It's not, you got a roof over your head, there's food on the table, you got something to do. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people look at what you got going and be incredibly jealous of what you have achieved. However, I get the I want more.
Mm-hmm.
So I get law firm that you help, but I also get a real estate agent that you help, which is the weirdest two combinations that I can tell you. But both of those are incredibly competitive. So if you can find a way for them to put their energy in a different light, then it puts you in a whole different way. Do you see what I mean? It's if you can take the burden off other people, then everything starts to shift for you. But I'm telling you, you've got this amazing energy going for you right now, and you are ready for the next level. So, all right,
yeah.
Friend, thanks
Thank
for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, see you later.
Have a happy holiday.
You too. Bye now. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Jessica. Happy holidays.
Oh,
thanks,
hey, Jessica. What's your question for me today?
So I've been feeling lately that I'm going to be moving out of state. And in the meantime, I've been living in a hotel. And I'm just wondering if you see me moving somewhere else temporarily before I make the big move, or if you just see it directly, I'm going to be moving out of state from here.
I would prefer that you put it in your radar to just go directly to the out-of-state place, because you don't need any more disruption. And it's not ideal where you are right now, but what it's saying is that I wouldn't want you to move someplace else temporarily and it be more comfortable for you. Because I don't want you to be comfortable where you are. I want you to look at the new path that you're going on in a really, really new beginning sort of vibe. So you have two cards here that literally talk about your new beginning, okay? So right smack in the middle of your reading is a card called Adventure. And in traditional tarot, that is the Page of Pentacles. All right, I'm just saying. And then you have a card called Aloneness, which isn't lonesomeness, and resonates the major card, the Hermit, in traditional tarot. Now, what I love about the depiction of the card here in this particular deck is it shows a monk, and then there's light around the monk. Well, people think that the monk is going toward the light, when in fact the monk is so full of light that it emanates from the monk's heart and the monk becomes the source of light. So you basically are coming to a point where you become the source of light for your own new adventure. Now, the Page of Pentacles cards in the Osho Zen tarot card is represented by a card called Adventure, which shows a toddler, a beautiful little girl, walking into rainbow light. So it also represents you going in a brand new direction. So what this is saying is that it's a vibration of you letting go of what's not working for you to go toward the things that are actually destined for you in a bigger way. So I would vote for stay where you are until you're ready to launch your big move and then go to the big move.
Oh, my God, I love that reading. Thank you. You gave me chills. Okay.
All right, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
exactly
for the
why.
Call.
Like, I know I've been feeling uncomfortable for a reason. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Keep me updated, please. Thank you. Okay. Bye now.
Will do. Thanks.
I've got somebody here from the 805 area code. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Mona. This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. What's your question?
Hi. About, am I going to meet someone soon? You know, a male or? I've done my homework. I look good. I feel good. You know, I'm well groomed, and yeah, I'd like to meet someone.
I shower every day. Okay, yeah, that you're cracking me up here. The best way for you to meet somebody, and I've got that weird high pitched beep going on your side.
Hold on. Let me shut the door. Hold on.
Okay.
Alarm. Okay.
All right. Well, I don't know what that was. And it sounds like some sort of alarm going off. But, okay, so I'm going to tell you this in a very big way. 2024 is your year for love, all right?
Wow.
But I don't want you to take just anybody that comes across your radar, all right? Even if this person looks good on paper, you're not just going to take someone right off the the assembly mm-hmm. line. Seriously, okay? Because there is a fella here showing up in your cards, but he's super high maintenance. So he's going to look great on paper. He's probably going to be super successful. But behind the scenes, when he's not in public, he's very needy. And that's the last kind of guy you want. You want a guy that goes and plays golf on Saturday so you can go get your nails done. I'm serious. I'm just saying. Okay.
Right.
But this is saying that 2024 is the year of love for you. And all I want you to do is something very simple. Donna, just pay attention to the men that are trying to get your attention.
Okay.
You are oblivious to men that are trying to flirt with you.
Right.
You are.
Yep.
It just is.
Yeah.
So I want you to be way more aware of the fella that catches your eye. Okay? Because what these cards keep talking about is they keep talking about you are ready for that really wonderful, loving relationship. And you might want to start doing things you haven't done before. Sign up for Toastmasters. Get comfortable speaking in front of people. It's a nonprofit group that gets you poised in front of people. Maybe join your local Rotary or start showing up at a couple of their lunches. Maybe you you volunteer on Saturdays at a pet rescue and go pet the puppies and kittens. Whatever it is, it's saying put yourself in the path of people, and that's how you meet this fella. But
I'm excited.
2024 is a year of love for you, Donna, and I want you to make sure that you attract to yourself a man that is exactly in the same place as you are, which is somebody that just wants a companion.
Right.
All right, my friend, thanks for the call.
Thank you. See you later.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, happy holidays. And my question is the same as the thank you. And my question is the same as the last caller.
I'm sorry, say that again.
My question is the same as the last caller. Am I going to meet somebody?
Okay, so what's really bizarre about the little spread of cards I just did for you is you have the number 2 repeating 3 times in this little 5-card spread. Now, the number 2 is the number of partnership, okay? Now, these cards say that there's somebody from the past, and again, could be distant past, could be somebody that you knew in high school even, but there's somebody from the past that circles around. So it's either someone actually from the past or someone that reminds you of someone you had a crush on in high school, right? But what it says here is that this is an amazing relationship for you, that the timing on it is perfect. So again, I gotta say it like this. It's either someone from the past or someone that reminds you of someone you had a crush on from the past. And you have the soulmate card smack at the conclusion of this little spread of cards, which means it feels like it's a very fast romance. So you meet this person. It feels easy to be with this person. Now, while I don't see marriage here, I see companion of choice vibe, where the two of you end up being together, and it's actually much more economical, and I don't mean that there's a lack of money here, but what it says here is that you just decide to be a partner together, and that I see you having a living space that you share, but there is a person coming here towards you that feels very familiar to you in some way. But I think that you meet this person, and again, there's that number 2. So it either means that you meet this person within the next couple of months, or you meet this person in February. But I think it's going to be one of those chance meetings. It's going to feel very coincidental. It's going to feel as though it was meant to be.
Wow.
So all I want you to do, again, pay attention to the men that are trying to get your attention.
Wow. No, that's
all right,
a beautiful, beautiful reading and way to start that new year. And I love listening
February,
to the other readings.
February is your power month, according to these cards.
God bless. Wow.
All right, my friend.
That's
thanks for
amazing.
The call.
Thank
Have a great
you,
rest
Mona.
Of the weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, bye
you
now.
You too.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.